we're looking back at historic flooding in Dane County 1 year ago and taking stock on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kant. Thanks for being here. So recall it had been a rather dry summer in Wisconsin, and then those last 2 weeks of August happened. Record rainfall, neighbors helping neighbors, stack sandbags, news reports of rising water.
Right now at 5, it is flooding like they have never seen before in Dane County.
It's being called a summer's worth of rain in just one day.
Check out Black Earth Creek. It is at its banks along the side of the creek. You can actually see cars getting washed into the creek.
We're looking at the recovery process and what communities can take away when disaster hits home. Were you flooded? What happened? Are you still dealing with problems? Have you helped with cleanup? We're at 800-642-1234. Joe Parisi is Dane County Executive. Joe, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So which parts of Dane County would you say are still dealing with significant issues from last year's flooding?
You know, those that took the hardest hit initially are the places that are still dealing the most with the consequences. You know, there was a lot of attention, you know, as after the storm and as time went on to the chain of lakes through Dane County, and there were certainly issues there. But the folks who took the brunt of the storm and the brunt of the damage were in western Dane County, for example, the village of Mazamani, a small rural village toward the western end of the county. I was there yesterday, and they lost numerous homes to flash flooding and the swelling rivers. So the interesting thing about this event was that there were a number of stages and a number of different types of flooding. There was the initial flash flooding, and that's when we had a tragic loss of life and lost many homes. Then there was the flooding that followed in the days and weeks after as the watershed drained both into the Ahara chain of lakes and through the Sugar River watershed. One interesting kind of example of how this played out was all of the rain that fell in the western edge of the county, Cross Plains area, that drained into the Sugar River watershed. A couple days later, flooded the village of Belleville, which had only received a couple inches of rain. And then all the other rain that went down into the Ahara watershed began to back up into our chain of lakes.
You said you were in Mazamani yesterday. What changes have you seen for these hard-hit communities?
Well, so a number of homes were inundated by the flood, and some folks have rebuilt or are rebuilding. Some folks are back in their homes, but there are a number of homes that are abandoned. And currently the village is waiting upon final word from FEMA on, you know, how much assistance they're going to give in buying out some of these homes where the residents are open to just leaving the home because there's a danger that it could flood again. So there are a lot of folks that are still in limbo. The FEMA process takes a very long time to play out, and folks have been disrupted a lot. But the village has been extremely resilient. They've invested a lot of their own money into repairs. They, like folks around the rest of the county, are looking at their infrastructure and reexamining the needs and how their stormwater engineering will play out, you know, in light of the new reality that we face. And the new reality is that we are, and it's forecast, you know, into the future, we are going to be receiving more of this type of rain as our climate changes, more intense events, a lot more rain all at once. And so we all have to look at our infrastructure and do the best we can to mitigate and adapt.
Talking with Joe Parisi, he's Dane County Executive. We're looking at 1 year after historic flooding hit Dane County, historic rains. Groundwater levels and the high water table, how is Dane County approaching that with groundwater levels currently at a record high?
Yeah, this is the flood that keeps on giving, right? I mean, the rain that we got in Dane County last year, we got about 18 inches above normal. This year, we're already about 8 inches above the norm. And while a lot of the flooding that's visible to folks has receded, we have groundwater that is saturated. And so now when it rains, there's nowhere for the rain to go. And the biggest impact that we've had here is kind of twofold. First of all, fully 10% of our agricultural land is underwater and unplanted. this year. That's a huge loss to our area farmers at a time when they can certainly afford it the least, given the situation in the farm economy now. And for our residential residents in their homes and businesses that have basements, folks are seeing flooded basements who have never had that occur before. It's not just folks who live in floodplains. So we're taking a detailed survey of soil and elevation across the county so that we can provide business owners and homeowners and farmers with new data, updated data, given our new climate reality on who is likely to be susceptible to flooding, who is not in the past.
In response to the historic rainfall, Dane County added more than $18 million to its budget to improve areas that are flood prone. What did those efforts look like?
So it's kind of twofold. First of all, Dane County, as you know, is an incredibly fast growing community. And so because of that, there's a lot of development, and with development comes more impervious surface. So what we have done is focused a portion of those dollars on buying parcels of land to either preserve prairie and wetlands or purchase land and restore prairies and wetlands, because we need to work on being able to keep more of the water where it lands so that it doesn't run off immediately into our streams and lakes. Recently, we bought a 160-acre farm that was slated for residential development, and we instead are going to plant that in prairie and restore a wetland, and it's estimated we will gain a net 5 million gallons of storage capacity from that project. We are also looking at ways to move the water through our chain of lakes faster so it doesn't back up. We have four lakes connected by channels, and if you think of those channels as drains, those drains are clogged with urban runoff, sand, and silt. And so we're going in a multi-year project to dredge those channels so that when the rain and then the water as it drains through the watershed comes into particularly our top lake, Lake Mendota, that then goes through the rest of the chain, that we can move that water through quicker and have a better control over the level of our lakes.
So what have you and Dane County officials learned since last year's historic flooding? What is something you didn't know that you know now and will change going forward?
Well, it's caused us to reexamine a lot of things. I mean, you have to look at it first as far as first responding capability, your emergency operations center and coordinating with municipalities. We've purchased, for example, a number of additional sandbagging machines, a new airboat, because that initial flash flood and that response, we have to be as prepared as possible. And then we're looking at things kind of like the examples I just mentioned, that in this new reality, when we can expect to receive much more rain than we're used to and much quicker, we have to be prepared to not only respond, but to do what we can up front to be able to slow down that rain from getting into our chain of lakes, and then move it through faster. So there's really multiple steps in a flooding process, and we're having to beef up our resources in all of those places.
Joe, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Joe Parisi is the Dane County Executive. We've been talking 1 year after historic floods and historic rainfall hit Dane County. Coming up, a Marquette economist helps us connect the dots on his new research. He looked at climate change skepticism and close gubernatorial elections. We learn what it could mean for economic policy. We'll talk more in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.